Hello, Gabe.
Hey, everyone, how you doing?
Not too bad.
What's going on? How's the business treating you?
I might be going back to the UK pretty soon.
Uh-oh, is this like a vacation or is this like for good?
Nah, for good. At the moment, obviously, because of the reason why I was seeking to get money was because we were basically behind with a lot
Right.
of things and needed equipment. The worst thing could have happened now is that obviously the sales tax I obviously couldn't pay because we're nowhere near our point where we need enough money to actually turn over. So I'm not even anywhere near my break even, or I never have been. It's been my break even is 25,000. I've never hit over above 23, and that was once in the whole year and a half I've been here. And my sales lady has walked. So because she's walked, I basically have dropped down by half. So I'm only bringing in 12,000
Oh, jeez.
to 14. So at the moment, they've now messed up with my workman's comp and I've been given a big bill. And I've been told by the guys from the State Board of Equalisation, you need to either pay it up now when each bill comes in or your license is about to be lost. So I just thought I've got to call it a day.
Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that. Sounds like a rough,
Yeah.
string of luck.
It is. It's unfortunate that the work isn't here. When my lady left that did the sales, she knew, she said you're going to drop by half. So she walked out the door knowing she's going to leave me in trouble. And she did it. She walked. So, end of the day.
What was her reasoning?
Well, what was happening was she was the previous owner. So, because
Right.
she was the previous owner, she basically came, said, I will do sales for you. We can make it turn around. But she wasn't working to her full potential. She basically didn't care. She no longer owned it. So, she worked, if you were lucky, half a day. Half the time, she
Jeez.
wasn't even working. So because she did that, and I knew that she wasn't working, the problem we had was is that when she left, as I said, we went from 21 to 23,000, 19,000, 17,000, down to the highest we've been is about 14 in the past 3 months, kind of
Right.
4 months. But at the moment, the state board has said to me, right, you're not paying, you're paying in installments. We don't want to keep doing that because you're never going to catch up. And as far as they're concerned, they want me to actually give them each month that it comes around to pay. Problem is that that's what I pay my staff with and my materials and everything. So
Right.
it's the catch 22. I can't work and not pay the tax, but then I can't work and then not pay my staff.
Right. I hear
So
you.
it's
What's
all.
what you planning to do back in the UK?
I basically am gonna have to go back with nothing. I lose the house. I lose. This is my house that is here. My car, everything. I sold everything to get here, so I lose everything. I go back to the UK with nothing. Nothing in
Jeez.
my pocket. No job. Nothing. So I basically will go back with nothing in my pockets at all and have to start from zero.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So
I'm
yeah,
sure
it's
I'm sure you'll pull it together and it'll all work out though, so.
yeah. Problem is, it's having to go back there again. That's what I was when I was 16. I am now older than 16. I'm in my 50s, and I can do without doing this again. But as I said, I was going to try and see if there was anything that I could do so that I didn't have to actually end up doing this. But the problem that I had was is that it's unfortunate that even if I could pull out a salesperson, I'd have to get a salesperson as of yesterday.
Right.
And the problem is anybody that I ask to do it, I've got to put them on commission because my last salesperson screwed me over and I vowed never to be doing that again. So because I vowed never to do it, I said to them, they are not getting paid. They proved themselves to me. Once
Yeah.
they worked off a commission for 60 to 90 days, I will then give them a base rate and commission. But up until then, you prove yourself, and everybody's telling me no, thank you. So that's my second problem.
I'm just curious, how much were you paying her?
I was paying her $3,000 a month. In the time that she'd left, I'd paid her over $34,000. And she didn't bring in half the time enough to even cover that. Problem we had was that, and this is what you always got to watch when you buy a business, be very, very careful of who's done what and who set up what. I asked for a contract, and when I got here, she was already working under me. The business was under me, and it was too late to get it changed. So that's why I got screwed. I basically wanted her commission.
Right.
So I was screwed over. She basically made sure that she did not work off of a contract. So I don't know what went wrong there. So
yes.
I don't know. So unfortunately, it went from there downhill. So at the moment in time, it's a case of, unless a miracle can happen, which I doubt it, I basically have told my graphics designer to look for another job.
Really?
So she's the only staff that I have. So when she walks, I basically walk. I'm doing what's being called being kind to my graphic designer rather than getting up and walking now, which is what I could easily do. I said to her, I'll let you find a job, and then when you've got a job, I will then walk. So I thought, I've got to do the right thing by my graphic designer.
Right, I understand. So you guys, if you're doing like 14, 15 a month, has that been consistent, around 12 to 14,000 a month in deposits?
Yeah.
Consistent?
Yeah, that's consistent, the 12 to 14.
Well, how are your banks? Is there a lot of days in the red or negatives?
Yes, and that's the problem is, even though we have actually managed to pull it through, it's been due to the fact that some people are going in there and taking out money and dropping me in the red. And that's the problem is, these are all the things that were set up when we were bringing in 19,000, 21,000, 23,000. So we were good when that was happening, and we never were in the red. As soon as she's left, I'm bringing in half of what I need to break even, less than half. So this is why I'm spending a lot of the time in the red and then always catching up. So nobody's going to be interested in even touching me at this moment in time now, because this has been happening from since she's left in June. So that's where, and I just thought it's not worth me getting money off of somebody and knowing full well that it isn't going to work. That's the problem. I know realistically, at the end of the day, that it isn't going to work. There's too much money that I am going to have to find in too short a time.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we could potentially get you an approval, but is your month to date for October, is that positive balance, or is that...
No, every you will find sometimes I could be in the red 2 to 3 weeks on the weekend out of each month, which is why I'm being realistic, where I basically know that no banks, no loan company is going to touch me when they see my statement. So that's my first problem. And then my second problem is it will never happen quick enough, because, as I said, it's the State Board want money and the Hartford. So these are the two people that are putting the pressure on me.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear that.
I said to my graphic designer, I said, as much as it doesn't sound nice, I said, I'll advise you to find a job, another job somewhere else. It's not what I wanted to do, because I said, I go back home and I lose all the money I put into this business.
Yeah, it's horrible. How much did you invest?
$65,000 I paid out. I handed out, flat out.
It's a lot of money.
It is. But unfortunately, the other problem is that the actual business isn't even worth anywhere near what I paid for it, which is why even if I sold it, and I'm not even going to wait to sell it, because it's just wasting my time. even if I'd sold it, I would sell it less than what I brought it. So at the end of the day, I might as well just basically walk from it. And then I will, when I'm get just while I'm in the airport, I'm about to get on a plane, I will say to them, like, deal with the mess. I'm off. I'm out of here. I'm gone.
Did she misrepresent the revenue that was coming into the company when you purchased
it? She misrepresented a lot of things. The reasons why I approached you guys is because I was going to get machinery that worked. I've got a flatbed, which I was told I had, which hasn't worked in 3 years, which basically is dead. That's a machine that can print on anything. I've got a printer that works on 4 heads instead of 6, so I'm subcontracting out a lot of my work. I then have replaced 3 computers since I've been there because they all basically are working on XP. And they all must be nearly half my age. So basically, she sold me a really bad business.
She didn't disclose any of this to you.
No. Problem is, I could hold her up on this, but I haven't got time to. Yeah, I can go to court, which is what somebody said to me, and I can
I think,
get her on it.
I think you should sue her. It's the American way. I mean, you're here.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like it's not legal to do that, right?
No, it's not.
You can't inflate numbers to sell a business. It's not legal.
No.
So I would explore your options. You know, while you're here, to be honest.
Oh, I've already been told I can.
Yeah, I would certainly not sleep on that.
No, the person in H&R Block is representing me. Is representing her. And they looked at what I gave them as paperwork, and they said to me, right, okay, she hasn't declared that, she hasn't declared that, she didn't tell the tax people that, she didn't tell them that, she didn't, and I just thought, and they said, then they asked me, and I told them, and they said, you've got grounds to basically drag her through the court. But I thought, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. That's the problem.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea, you know, based on it, you know, because I've been obviously talking to you for... gosh, a long time now. You told me we've gone over. I mean, it's probably been almost a year. You know, it's not. Like I said, I would explore your options while you're here. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. It is. I was misrepresented.
It might be worth it. Yeah. You know, it might be worth your time.
Yeah, because if I just walk, the only problem is that I walk with nothing. But then, have I got time to stay here and to actually fight this, because I've got a lot of money that, as I said, my payroll people messed up, and I owe a lot of money out for that as well, and these are one of the companies that we want you to pay every month. I don't care whether you got it or not. So, and that's the thing, I don't know if I've got long enough, because they're telling me, basically, they will be after me if I don't pay it.
Yeah, geez, that's...
I know, it's not brilliant, no.
Not fun. But,
I don't give up yet, because what I'm going to do is, I've been advised by one person to basically, she said she's going to start a court proceeding, so I'm going to basically cover my end and speak to who I can and just say, this may be happening, will you be able to stand by just in case? And then what I was going to do then was, then I would say, if I do that and I'm after compensation, not for anything, but I want my equipment to be working. I want new equipment. I want compensation for lies about the actual business and what it wasn't worth. If I can get all of that, I would stay where I am. I would basically still run the Sinorama, but I would have money backing me and equipment that works. And I still would be looking at somebody like you, because no doubt they're only going to give me the bare essentials of what they can, which basically at the bare minimum, I want printers replaced and computers replaced that don't work.
Right.
Money that I pay for the business that was alive, for the value, and that's the only thing that I'm seeking.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I definitely think that's something that you should, you know, go after. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, because I really am now in a corner. And the only way out is either to fly home once my graphic designer gets a job, or try and hang on and just keep telling them I'll pay them, all these people, and then hopefully once somewhere down the line I'll have the money and then.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, grind it out, you know, I'm sure things will pick up and.
Yeah.
I would
the
definitely.
The thing is, it is, yeah. Work has picked up, but there's picking up and then there's work that actually is enough to keep my doors open. So you could be busy, but your jobs you could be busy on are all small jobs, which basically don't pay anything off. So that's the thing. We are busy, but they're not jobs that are a lot of money.
What kind of jobs are we talking about?
They're like $100 here and $45 there and $60 there. And it seems like that. And things like them, when you think that I've got a turnover of my landlord is nearly $2,000 just for where I am as a business, and then my staff is a turnover of nearly 2005 to 2007 on a monthly basis. So $50 and stuff like that don't really do anything.
Yeah, of course.
Payments. But at the moment, I'm still here and I'm still trying, so I haven't completely given up yet.
Yeah, just stay at it, and I'll stay in touch with you, and hopefully everything comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, because that was why before, when you were approaching me, I was always a bit adamant, because I knew that we had issues, but it's only just got worse the past, I would say, 3-4 months.
Yeah.
That's why I've always been hesitant with having any loans, because I thought it might end up where I am now, and it did end up where I thought I was going to be.
Right. I understand. Well, yeah, I'll let you...
Keep in touch, because I will do whatever I can. I'm still kicking.
Yeah.
I will still try to see what I can do.
Yep, just stay at it. I'll follow up with you maybe in the beginning of the new year, and we'll see how things are picking up for you. All right.
Yes, please. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you got it. Take care.
And you have a good evening.
You as well. Take care.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye. And you.